Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast. Here's your 5 seconds of silence. Brandon needs his 5 seconds because literally a baby just pooped in his lap. So here you go. Your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by Smarticle. Brandon, how would it be that a baby would literally poop on you? I was confused by this.
It's totally, he's not even kidding people. Larry's an
but
idiot.
But a baby pooped on you.
Can never take anything seriously ever. But a baby literally pooped in my lap today. I was holding the little baby, and she's got a bowel problem, and she just has these explosive poops. And I'm sitting there, I look down, I'm like, oh my. And it was just, I was sitting in poop. It was great, but luckily she was smiling and laughing at the time.
Pre-recording this, I was telling Brandon, like, I was having a so-so day, but the fact that a baby pooped on Brandon made me realize all was well in the universe.
I heard it's like good luck.
All was well in the universe. Okay, Brandon, here's the headline today. These U.S. cities will pay you up to $15,000 to move there. This comes via the great Blaine Batchelor on CNN. First off, is there a way that this guy's real name is Blaine Batchelor?
No, I couldn't even find hardly anything on Blaine Batchelor.
So that's not
and it's a weird article. We'll talk about the article, but it's hard to get a read to give it a mocha meter because it doesn't really...
You're saying it's right down the middle.
He might be the most woke or the most MAGA person ever, but he's just reporting the news on states that will take
Reporting the news. Wow. God bless America, Brandon.
Yeah, isn't that
God
great?
Bless America. Here we go. Life in the United States is getting pretty expensive, Brandon, as you know. One option gaining traction, relocation packages offering by some U.S. smaller cities and towns to attract new residents, also known as worker relocation incentive programs. These cash carrots are available across the country but share the same general premise. Lure workers who have geographical flexibility with financial incentives and other perks such as free gym memberships, co-working facilities, and even dinner with the mayor. Number of these cities offering such incentives has more than doubled in recent years. The pandemic brought about a seismic change in working culture. In 2023, more than 50,000 people applied for programs across the country through these platforms. Cities like Tulsa, Topeka, Rochester, and states like Indiana, West Virginia, and Alaska will give you up to $12,000 to move to these cities and do your work there. Also, these like outdoorsy perks like a rock climbing or, you know, hanging out with the mayor. Topeka, Kansas is on the line, Brandon. They'd like you to pack up the dog, put Maple in the family truckster, They want you and your herd of goldfish to move to Topeka for $12,000. Are you moving?
Absolutely not. There were only two spots where I would move. Well, three in this list where I would move to.
Oh,
can you guess what the three were if we played that game?
Why do you have to be on this list?
Well, because if I was going to go to that, there's three spots on that list that I would go. I would not go to Topeka. I would not go to Tulsa. I would definitely look at West Virginia because West Virginia is beautiful. It's just really, really beautiful. There's a lot of natural. It's the northern end of the Appalachians, and it's just gorgeous. It's just a very impoverished state, so got a lot of problems there. But if they're paying you to move there and you got this cute little town, I think that is a state that if it does it right could really change because people don't need... And by the way, they've got great freeways because Senator Byrd was the head of the Transportation Committee, got all these great freeways in West Virginia.
Okay, so I went to college. I'm not the smartest guy, but I feel like I kind of know what's going on in the world. First of all, I've never heard of these things. So if you're down on your luck living on the street somewhere.
That's not what they're doing.
But my point would be, how would someone be like, you know what? I'm down on my luck. They're going to pay me $12,000.
You got to apply, bro.
I know, but that's my point. Is like, how does someone even hear about these?
You're missing the point.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not. They're targeting professionals.
So you're saying most people, more than 50% of professionals in our country, know that there is a program where to...
Oh, no. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like, first of all, this doesn't seem like... Seems like a kind of below-the-radar story.
Well, okay. But we're talking about it on the Smarticle Podcast today, so it's definitely not below the radar anymore.
All right. Well, anyways, so here's the other...
I'm saying it was in the news.
Lots of people make lots of factors when deciding jobs and lifestyle and where they want to go. But, like, this would be... 12 grand if you're could live anywhere in the United States and you got a couple of kids, not if you're a single, like if you got some real decisions in life, 12 grand could persuade you to move to Topeka, Kansas.
I don't
for a year. This isn't a reoccurring thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's about that so much as it is about telling people, look, you live in a big city, it's crowded, it's expensive, you work remotely, why not move to Rochester, New York, which has got a great quality of life? You could buy a house for a really nice house for $200,000. You can West Virginia, you could build yourself a beautiful cabin in the mountains. All you need is an internet line. That's what they're basically saying, is that because we can work remotely, these cities that are saying, hey, look, our quality of life here is great. And not only is it great, but we'll pay you to come here. Basically, we'll pay your moving costs to come and move here. I mean, there were a lot of towns Kentucky was one of the states, and there were a lot of places in Kentucky that are really nice, like low cost of living, nice place to live. I think it's states' ways of saying, look, if you're on the coast, you're paying a fortune to stay there. If you live in any of these towns, so what happens? COVID blows up. Lots of people move during COVID to places like Asheville, North Carolina, and Bozeman, Montana, places that already had, like, were kind of like, I wish I could live there, but it's just, there's no jobs or whatever. But once they could take their jobs with them, these Zoom towns blew up.
Well, Zoom town.
The problem is that these Zoom towns are now really expensive. It's expensive to move to Boulder, Colorado, or Bozeman, Montana, right? So it's not New York City or San Francisco, but it's still expensive. So what they're basically trying to say is, hey, listen, don't go to those towns. Come to West Virginia where it's beautiful. You could be on the edge of what's great. I think that's what they're trying to say.
My question is, like, if you're a family, you've got a couple of kids, and you can work anywhere, and you're looking at your bottom line, energy prices lower, whatever it would be, and you get 12 grand, but then you go to a city where you don't know anybody. Like, you're now in Topeka. And
people move all the time, bro.
I agree with that, but like, I guess I want to say I'm thankful that I'm not in this situation. I feel like I'm pretty thankful that I don't have to do this. But if you're barely making it every month, maybe you're in debt and Topeka offers you this thing, like that, someone could just really pull the trigger and move to a city they've never been to.
I absolutely believe that happens probably a lot. I think if you're a person who said, look, man, I got a pretty good tech job here, or you know, maybe pharmaceutical or whatever, but I work remotely, I don't have to be in any one place. Maybe you're in publishing or something. Why not go to Topeka, Kansas? Yeah, I'm not staying in Topeka. I've been to Topeka. I don't want to move to Topeka. But quality of life is going to be better in these places. What I think that it was curious, didn't talk about it at all in the article, but I know a lot of states do this. I know North Carolina kind of grew by doing this, by offering companies tax breaks. Florida's doing this big time now, where they're just offering crazy tax break to get people to move their companies or their lives. Jeff Bezos just moved to Florida because he saved whatever. He didn't have enough money, so he had to save more money. But he saved like $600 million a year, some crazy number, by moving to Florida. That's what a lot of these states do. So I think this is sort of like the local idea, right? We're going to offer you a break to move here because we want people that, by the way, they talked about it in the article, they only want skilled workers. They don't want just like random people. They want people with skills to move there.
Well, who's got a skill? What do you mean? It's coding?
Yeah, like engineers or people that could work remotely. That's what they're talking about. They want people to bring their own jobs with them because in their idea is like, hey, if we bring somebody that's a successful marketing person and they can work remotely, they're going to build a nice house here. They're going to spend money in the community. It's going to make our cities better. I think that's what they're going with.
You just said something below the radar. You're like, the quality of life so much better in Topeka, Kansas.
Well,
really?
I think that
really?
If you talk about having more money as quality of life.
Well, but
bro, you know what? I mean, we could argue this all day long, but I lived in San Francisco for 25 years, more than I've ever lived anywhere in my whole life. And it is a great city.
Is that a humble brag? No.
It's a world-class city, okay. But it is expensive.
Yeah,
it is exhausting.
And
the quality of life is not that great unless you're really rich, dude.
But quality of life is good in Topeka, is what you said.
I'm saying for a family, a middle-class family, they can have a lifestyle that's equivalent to a really rich person in San Francisco in Topeka, Kansas. That's what
they can. Just to clarify, so they can have lots of closet space, they can have multiple cars, jet skis maybe, Brandon, lots
of
toys on the ground.
You know what, bro, you are a freak of nature. You ask these questions, but no, you're not wondering. What you're saying is...
No, I'm actually wondering.
Yes, there's lots of people that want more out of their life than living in a 600 square foot condo.
And when you say more, you mean more closets and more stuff.
Yeah,
and
bro, we agree on this.
Okay,
you're trying to be a D-bag about this.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're passing judgment on these people for moving because they want a garage and a bigger house.
I'm just saying it would be interesting to have. I'm just wondering the type of family or person that could live in Topeka, regardless of money. I'm not talking about me. Like, could a family just be like, you know what, the community's going
to
work out?
I do think it comes down to money for a lot of these people. Okay, so these towns, as you know, when populations come in, they change the culture of the town. That's why people always freak out when they see a lot of influx of people in there. West Virginia is an incredibly impoverished state with a huge drug problem. But it's beautiful.
Yes. But you're on meth, so you don't really get experience. Right,
but they're trying to rebuild the state, and they do that by bringing people with college education, with a career, with a job. I don't know why you're struggling with this. This makes perfect sense to me.
I'm not struggling with this. I'm just saying. I'm really asking. I'm not judging. I'm not thinking people should move to San Francisco. It's not for everybody.
Bro, you lived in a 600 square foot apartment with three kids in one room, one bathroom for, I don't know, 10 years? I mean, there are very, very few people like you that can do that. That's
No. Here's my point. If, as I mentioned before, you're a family and you're scraping by making it every month, just barely, or you're going in debt and you take a look and you're like, hey, man, we can go to Topeka and we can live a different life. I get that. But if you're going like, hey, man, we're doing okay, but we can have a really good life if we moved to Topeka.
Yeah, I'm not saying I like those people, but I truly do understand that. I understand why they're doing it. I don't agree with it. I don't think going to some place so you could buy a bigger house or get more cars or all that stuff is your life isn't going to be, you're going to lose community. All the things you're pushing at, I get. We don't disagree on this. I'm simply saying you brought this article about municipalities paying people to move. That's why they're doing it. People are moving for probably lots of different reasons.
Yeah. Okay, I would just like to add this. My wife is a teacher. She worked at her school for longer than 15 years. She gets a sabbatical. She gets a year. She makes her money. I've always said I want to take my kids out of the urban environment and move them to somewhere in Iowa so they get to actually, like, Iowa is not a fictional place. Like, they would live there for a year. I work in radio, so I could kind do a remote. I would love for my family to go something, I don't know about that, but like somewhere in the Midwest, like Iowa or somewhere, something completely different for all of us so we could see how those people live for a year and be amongst them.
Yeah, so be amongst the hoi polloi to see how much better you are than them.
No. To truly kind of live a different life,
like for 1 year, and sort of understand.
We could, because my wife is a sabbatical.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you could not do it. I'm saying I'm not sure it would have the effect that you were looking for. I'm not sure your family would all of a sudden say, "Oh, I see. Now let's go back to San Francisco where there's great burritos."
They could be like, "We could ride our bikes on the street anywhere we want. We could take our dog anywhere we want. The people are friendly. You can have your neighbors."
You might not want to move back, bro.
I definitely had that thought when I was thinking about
Look out. You might not go back. I could tell you that I hope that we continue this conversation because I think there are reasons why you want to stay in a place like San Francisco for sure. There are also reasons why you want to move for sure.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I mean, when my daughter gets to seventh grade, I want to try to do travel with her for a year because I think seventh grade's a rough year for girls. And I want us to like a homeschool and travel for a year because I want her to have that experience. That's a luxury. Most people can't do that. But if you can stop your life for a year and go to, you know, Omaha or wherever to see what it's like, any of these places that are on this list would be great.
Man, you know what?
They'd pay you to go for 15 grand, bro.
I thought we weren't. I thought we were going to get through this episode without you getting a humble brag in there. But the fact that you went, you know, it's seventh grade, we're going to travel around the world. I was like, you know what?
I didn't say, you know, I did not say travel around the world. No, I love how you take this thing and you say travel. Travel.
Around the world was the presumptive.
Oh, that's what you want to be. That's fine.
Presumptive, yeah, Brandon. Okay,
Pat, your son, once again, I don't know what happened in his childhood. Maybe you should call in and talk to us because I think he needs to get on a couch.
Hey, if you want to see Brandon in a couple of years from now, seventh grade, 4 years, he'll be in Florence, Italy.
I hope.
And then he'll be maybe Tuscany. I don't know. We don't know where. He'll be traveling around with his seventh grade daughter. It's going to be good.
Oh, that'd be magical. Maybe he'll be in Angkor Wat, Larry.
There you go.
Larry, once again, thank you for teaching us all that you can never, ever be serious.